10 o'clock with the latest BBC News for Northern Lincolnshire and East Yorkshire. I'm Phil Towers. Local business owners say being given fake banknotes is like a slap in the face. Fiona Watts owns a Lincolnshire bowling alley. She says she was devastated when she realised £200 worth of her takings were forged notes. Fiona says she had to buy special machines to check the authenticity of cash.
We've had to speak to all the staff, sort of like really train them on what to look out for. Because they're so good now, we're now having to check and double check notes to make sure that we're not taking them.
Well, both Humberside and Lincolnshire Police say they're seeing an increase in counterfeit currency. Detective Inspector Mark Hawley from Humberside Police's Economic and Cyber Crime Investigation Unit says fakes can be spotted.
When you're under pressure, particularly working in the shopping, there's that pressure to take a payment and move on to the next customer. It makes it slightly harder, but there is a lot of guidance out there, particularly from the Bank of England, in relation to how to spot counterfeit currency.
Ministers are considering tightening legislation around online safety to close loopholes in laws designed to protect kids online. Proposals being considered include preventing children from using virtual private networks to illicitly access explicit websites. A consultation on banning under 16s from social media begins next month. Now, breastfeeding rates are at a high in Hull, with more than half of local babies receiving breast milk at the six-week mark. Health bosses say it's because of work they've done in the last few years to support local families. The BBC's Amelia Riley has more.
The Humber Teaching NHS Foundation Trust says breastfeeding is known to provide significant health and development benefits, so this historic milestone is a huge step forward. New data shows that 52% of babies are receiving breast milk at the six-week mark, compared with just 6% in 2008. Hull City Council said the lack of visibility and limited knowledge or support contributed to low breastfeeding rates for decades. But now Hull is a predominantly breastfed city, supporting ambitions set out in the council's community plan to become a child-friendly city.
Now it's the last chance for older people across North Lincolnshire to get their hands on a free air fryer. The council says they've still got 1,000 left to give out as part of a government-funded scheme to help cut household bills. People can either apply online or visit their local community hub, where staff can help sign up for free healthy cooking classes too. At the Winter Olympics, Kirsty Muir will be hoping to add to Team GB's medal haul when she takes to the slopes for the women's freestyle skiing Big Air final. Yesterday, Charlotte Banks and Hugh Nightingale won the snowboard cross mixed team event, while Matt Weston and Tabitha Stoker clinched mixed team skeleton gold, bringing the total Team GB medal tally to 3. Matt told the BBC they practice on a concrete course in Bath.
Some other nations like Germany, they have 4 tracks, so during the winter they can train way more than we can and hone in on their equipment and their skills. They have the opportunity to do that way more than us, so the fact that we can go there and come to an Olympics and kind of, well, beat them and beat other nations like that feels pretty amazing.
And just time for a look at the weather. Well, the sky's looking a little clearer across northern Lincolnshire and East Yorkshire at the moment and staying dry and bright this afternoon. However, sorry, more rain later on and into the evening. Fairly mild though, temperatures today reaching around 8 degrees Celsius. It is 3 minutes past 10 for an update anytime. Ash your smart speaker to play BBC News for Humberside.